right, so our church is involved in two international foreign missions. We've been involved in the Vietnam free wheelchair mission going on close to 10 years, and we've sent, I think, over getting close to 6,000 wheelchairs over there. We have a team that goes each year, and it's really been special and spectacular. But this year, we branched out, and we joined several other Vineyard churches and started getting involved in the Brazil mission trip, getting involved with missionaries planting churches, and specifically buying some clean water filters. And so Pastor Chip, Roxanna, and I had a chance to go down this year with another Vineyard church and had a chance to meet some of our new missionaries, and we're blessed to have some of them here with us today. So I thought it would be really exciting to have them come and share. And then also, Dr. Kestick just got back from Brazil doing some medical missions. So we're kind of going in full force into Brazil, medical missions, medical missions, clean water filters, and church planting. And I'm so excited about it because we're working with a group of Vineyard churches, and we're going to make an impact. It's mostly in that northern part of Amazon. So if you'd do me a favor, welcome Christopher and Denise Meyer and Dr. Kestick. I'm going to bring them up front here, and we'll have some time and share with them. So where they at? All right, Christopher, Denise, grab a seat there. Dave, Dr. Kessick's here. So let's see, you guys sit in those three, and then you know, we'll have to do pass the mic around. This is so fun. This is like, you know, I would say Jay Leno, but it's Jimmy Kimmel now, you know, so we're going to do, you know, talk show or whatever. So, but let's start with Dr. Kessick, and we've got some pictures up here. Dr. Kessick, why don't you share with everybody where you just were, what you just did, and some of these pictures here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was my best student, your dad, so. So anyway, so about a week or so ago, I had the opportunity to go down to Altamira, Brazil, and that was at the invitation of Steve and Elba Dolan, who were here not too long ago.
Yeah.
And they work with Chris and Denise in that region of Brazil, the northern region. So probably most of you know about Luke's Brigade, but what we try to do, or what our mission is to actually go into developing countries and teach people there how to deliver healthcare. So I had the opportunity to go into Altamira here. They were having their regional northern conference in Brazil. So they had, I think, about 300 people or so. And I got to teach 51 pastors basic first aid. So over the course of 2 days, they got to learn about CPR and the Heimlich maneuver and how to put on a splint and a bandage and all other kinds of things. And then at the end of the training, they received a certificate and a basic first aid kit that they could take with them back to where, you know, they live. And the hope for that is that, you know, they'd be able to take care of people in an emergency and to be able to give basic first aid in those regions where there's not really a whole lot of health care accessible. And I was just struck. In fact, I told Dave that I really felt this was probably the best training I've ever done because these people were so enthusiastic after they completed the class. I think we have a picture there where they're jumping up, you know, with their certificates.
Yeah.
But they showed so much passion for the materials that we taught.
Hey, what's the bottom corner going? What's going on there?
So I'm teaching, I think, some sort of technique or maneuver in terms of maybe putting on a bandage. I can't really tell from the picture. But we taught at a camp outside where there were, if you go out at night with a flashlight, there were lots of tarantulas outside.
Yeah, okay.
So that made it interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was a great training, and really everyone, I think, was blessed, especially me. And so the people there were very, very enthusiastic about the training.
And Dave, those are the first aid kits that our church helped buy.
Absolutely.
In October,
and
right?
So I just want to express, you know, our gratitude to all of you, because with your contributions, you made it possible for us to take these kits down along with our training supplies and to go down and, you know, show the love of Christ by teaching this course. So thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
So I'm not medical, but I can speak firsthand that there is medical need in Brazil. So it's quite an interesting country because, I mean, there's some giant cities that are like New York and, you know, everything's taken care of there. But then we're in the northern part along the Amazon, and there's just not a lot of stuff there. And so I got really sick and had this bad ear infection, and Richie, the other missionary, took me to a hospital in Makapa, and I pull up, and it looks like a regular hospital, you know, a nice building and everything. And I go in, and the nurse says, "What's wrong?" And Richie does the interpreting, and he says, "You know, he's got a bad ear infection, and my throat, I was really sick." She said, "Well, I'm really sorry. We don't have any of that equipment to look in your ear." She said, "Ours broke 3 months ago, and we've never gotten a new one." And I'm thinking, this is a hospital here, you know, like, you don't have one of these. These are like $100 in a hospital, you know. So to start it off, I'm giving this to you, Denise. When you go to Makapa, go to that hospital and say, "This is from Vineyard Community Church." It's a little gift to say thank you, because I got free medical care there. You know, they gave me some shot, which scared the daylights out of me. Like, you know, thinking, I'm going to die, but... So the medical care is need, and Dr. Kesick is going to be exploring the whole adventure down there, and it's really, really exciting. So, but let's jump over to Christopher and Denise. So, Christopher, lots of questions I could ask him, but maybe let's just start out with, what does a missionary do? What does a missionary do, like?
Wow, that's a good question. You want to go? You know, our life, our main goal is to plant churches and advance the kingdom of God in Northern Brazil. That's what our goal is. Our job looks whatever is needed in the area is what we're doing. So we're doing construction sometimes. We're training people on the worship band, which is a big part of our job, is training people. We are training people in music. We're training other pastors. One of the problems in Northern Brazil is it's real spread out. It's hard to get around. Like Richie, the other missionary who you guys are involved in, he lives in a city called Portel, and we're in a city called Makapa. He's considered close to us, and it's still an 18-hour boat ride. I mean, he's like the closest other person to us.
Yeah.
So one of the difficult things that Vineyard has found is training people. So me and Denise were basically sent off to this other vineyard to basically train people on how we do things in the vineyard. It was already a vineyard that existed, but they had never really went through proper training. So in a nutshell, that is our job. Whatever is needed in the situation is what we're doing.
I was just looking up different stuff on, you know, qualifications of a good missionary. You know, I thought I'd Google that, you know, and it said one of them was, just like you said, whatever is needed, you know, a servant's heart. But let's delve in a little bit. So we know there's a need for missionaries, but why did you go, Chris?
You know, when I first visited Brazil when I was 16 on a short-term trip, and that's I kind of fell in love with the country. I felt a little whisper inside of me that God spoke to me at that point. I went back when I was 20 years old and stayed there for 4 months. God spoke to me more, and at that point, and I decided at that point I wanted to be a missionary. My life took some very drastic twists and turns, had some health issues, but I felt there was a definite call on my life that stayed with me throughout all these years, that this is where I needed to go. But also there was just, I saw, and I would hear, my dad visits Brazil once a year, and he would come back with these stories of the needs that are there, how we need more missionaries, we need more people who are willing to go out into these, you know, all these different cities where we're trying to plant, and it just spoke to me. And, you know, like the verse said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. I just thought, I feel like this is me. I want to go and do this.
I think also if a person's sitting here today, Christopher, and they're thinking, you know, I wonder if I should be a missionary, or if I'm called to be a missionary. What would you say to people if there are thoughts like that going through their head?
I guess two things. One, you need to be called to do whatever you're going into. If you don't feel that call, like God spoke it to you, that's important to have first. The other thing is a real short story. We had a guy come to our house in Brazil, and he said to us, "You know, I want to be a missionary." And I said, "Oh, awesome." And so we go on and continue to talk to him, and he was going to college at the time, and he started talking about his roommate and how much he couldn't stand his roommate, and how his roommate was going out and partying every night, and how his roommate was, you know, bringing all his drinking buddies back to the house. And he was just like, "I can't stand the guy." So I finally asked him, I said, well, why don't you share the gospel with your roommate? And he was like, oh, no. And I felt like the Lord spoke to me, say to him, I said, unless you're willing to share the gospel with him, you're not called to be a missionary. You got to start where you're at. So I guess that's the second point, is there's this idea that once I get to this place, I'm going to be a different person. Once I, you know, and there was some of that in my mind as well, even though I knew it was not true. You're kind of like, I can do things better than I did in the States. But it doesn't work that way. You follow you around. You stay.
You go with your, you
right.
go with you, yeah.
And I realized, you know, if you're not doing it here, doing it in your workplace, doing it in your with your neighbors, it's not going to be any easier if you go to a foreign land and try to do it.
But what about this, though, Chris? So I hear you talking, and I know you are a super spiritual Christian at a high level, way higher than Dr. Kesick and me. So I'm thinking special people get called. Is that right? You know, is that the thing? You have to be like super. You have to be like a super mature Christian. You have to memorize the Bible. I mean, what kind of people will he pick? I mean, how good do they have to be?
Just a side note, Dr. Kesick was my middle school youth leader when in Columbus Vineyard.
That's great. There it is. That's awesome.
You know, I had spoke at my dad's church, which is Vineyard Church of Delaware County, recently, and I kind of shared my testimony. My past is very complicated. I was diagnosed with a disease when I was 20 years old, right when I got back from Brazil from that trip. I developed a severe addiction to my pain medicine, which led to heroin addiction. And I was addicted to heroin for multiple years. I fought hard to get clean of that, try to follow after God. But after that period, I just felt like I dealt with so much shame. I felt broken inside, like God was just never going to, you know, want to use me again. And I just didn't even know, I just felt so broken down. I didn't even know how to find myself again. So when God began to call me again, saying, I still have Brazil for you. I had been clean for years and years at that point, but I just still felt unqualified. And I felt like God started speaking to me. He said, Christopher, read through the Bible. You're in good company. We have Paul, who is a murderer of Christians, persecutor of Christians. We have Moses, who was basically said to God, who, me? I can't even talk very well. You go on and on and on. God, a lot of times, the people he chooses are not always our first pick. And so I guess my encouragement to you guys, if you are in that place where you're feeling disqualified or feeling like God wouldn't use me, you're in good company with most of the people we read about in the Bible.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I don't necessarily feel called to go do mission work. How can I support mission work? What are some things people can do to support missionaries and in particular support you guys?
Hi, guys. Well, you can pray for us. You know, we definitely believe in the power of prayer. You know, sometimes we are very discouraged by life. And sometimes we receive an email, you know, just somebody saying, oh, I was thinking of you, and I felt like I should pray for you guys. Or you can also can help us financially. We brought our cards, our picture. You can, if you are interested on praying for us, or we have our email there, and you can donate.
Yeah, back at the back counter out there, we have cards with our picture, like I said, with both of our emails and also the website of the organization that we work for, Shingu Mission, which is the email is just shingu.org, which is on that. But like Denise said, feel free to grab a prayer card and put it on your refrigerator. Also, we have a sign-up sheet for a newsletter that we send out once a month, just kind of updating people on what we've been up to, what's going on. Sign up for that. I'll put you on the newsletter. If it starts driving you crazy, you can write me back and say, take me off, and I will take you off. But it's always great when we kind of hear feedback from people. It keeps us connected to the people that are praying for us, so that's really important. And like Denise said, if you do want to, if you feel called to support us and our mission financially, you can just, it's basically, you go onto jingu.org and it will walk you through it pretty easily. But
okay, a couple things and we'll finish up here. So how about, Dr. Kesick, what's next for Luke's Brigade? And you were sharing with me the development of now not just the first aid kits, but some kind of follow-up, and then also the clinic as well. So talk a little bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, when I was down there, I actually did a small clinic just seeing people for their medical problems and everything. And that was really great. We got to pray for everybody. And so kind of combining that with the training, I think, is going to be probably an ongoing project with Luke's Brigade. But our ultimate mission is to be able to teach people to deliver definitive health care in their areas where there is none. So we want to teach people like school teachers and government workers and pastors how to deliver babies, how to suture wounds, how to do some of the things that are critical in those specific areas where we're going to train. So the next step for Luke's Brigade is to take those people we've taught basic first aid to and say, hey, how many of you would like to learn how to do more advanced things in terms of medical care? Of course, we have to take into account the political situation in any country we go to and that sort of thing. But our teaching the basic first aid course is our entry point because it's pretty low-hanging fruit, and we can go into a lot of countries and teach that course. And then once we teach it, then we're hoping in a stepwise fashion to actually create what we call barefoot doctors or lay doctors that can do a lot of really cool things in their areas where there is no medical care. I do want to also mention for Luke's Brigade that we're so thankful to Pastor Dave and the church for taking an offering every year for us, for committing the cafe proceedings to Luke's Brigade. I encourage you to drink lots of coffee. It's good for you.
Yes.
It's medically proven to be good for you.
And the T-shirt sales go towards that as well. Buy T-shirts.
Right.
And the books, everything. Everything goes in.
Yeah, so we are very, very thankful for that. And if you're on Facebook, look up Luke's Brigade, like our page, and it talks there about how you can contribute directly to Luke's Brigade. So that's another way that you can help out. So.
Okay, Christopher and Denise, you'll be heading back in a while. What's next for you guys?
2 years ago, we moved to a new city. The name of the city is Macapá. It's a bigger city. It's about 350,000 people. We were sent there to join a church of about 15, 20 people that was having some issues and help them out. The church has grown in the last few years. We're about at 100 right now, and we felt like started feeling like God called us to go and plant on the other side of town and plant another vineyard. So that is when we get back to Macapá, that will basically within probably about the next 4 months of getting back, we will begin our new church plant. Our friends who are here with us today, Diego and Siji, they will be going with us on this church plant. We're extremely excited for this, because this is what I originally felt called to do when I went down to Brazil, was to plant churches. So I'm extremely excited.
That's awesome. We're going to do this. We're going to finish up here. I'm going to let Dr. Kesick head down the stage, but I want to bring up Diego and Siji up here, if they would come up. These are friends from Brazil, and so happy to have them here in the U.S. Come on up. Come on up. We'll just have you guys turn this way. Yeah, okay, yeah. Grab a seat here. So, let's see. We're short a chair. Yeah, somehow I knew it was going to happen. Musical chairs. You sit down, Chris. There we go. I'll stand. So we just want to take a minute and give, I want to, you know how it is, American mentality. I know I've got this, America's the best country in the world. We know everything. And so we go everywhere and we're telling everybody everything. But I thought it'd be kind of cool to ask Diego. That's right. I'm sorry. She's got to interpret for me. Oh gosh. Yeah. So I thought it would be nice to ask Diego what his impressions are. He's been in the U.S. now 3 weeks. So they've been 3 weeks. So maybe just your impressions of the United States.
Bom, olá, igreja.
Bom dia.
Essa é a minha primeira vez fora do Brasil e é parecido um pouquinho com com que nós vemos no filme.
This is my first time in Brazil, and oh, okay. Hello. So it looks like on the movies. You know, when we watch movies at home in Brazil, it's just like that, walking in the streets, like, oh my gosh.
Mas é muito organizado.
It's so organized.
Muito lindo, muito verde.
So green, so beautiful.
E as pessoas são muito amáveis.
And all the people that we met are very lovely. That's my first impression.
CG? Sure, see, yeah.
Ah. Hello. Good morning. Olá, bom dia.
The other way. She went the other way. Okay.
Nós combinamos isso.
It was all
planned.
Yeah, planned.
Então, eu estou amando estar com vocês.
I love to spend time with all of you guys.
Aqui o clima é muito diferente.
The climate is, I love it.
Yeah. Macapá é muito quente.
Macapá is very, very hot.
E as pessoas são amáveis.
People are very lovely and
a estrutura das coisas são muito bonitas.
The structure of the buildings are very pretty.
E eu amo como as pessoas aqui cuidam da natureza.
And I just love like to see how people here take care of the nature.
Isso é muito importante.
That's very important.
Talvez eu fiquei um pouco impressionada porque eu achava que teria menos.
I was like in my head I thought that we were going to see less green, but it's very green here, so I'm happy for that.
Lindo.
Beautiful.
All right, one more to try Diego on this one. Diego, what would you like to say to an American church? You're a man of God from Brazil. Give us a word here.
Bom, no Brasil,
in Brazil,
nós temos uma grande coisa que eu amo.
There is one thing that I love in Brazil.
Que é a nossa comunhão.
It's our to spend time with each other.
Mas nós não temos o costume de marcar um horário para nos encontrarmos.
We don't set up a time to meet each other.
Então todo tempo nós estamos nos encontrando.
We just go, like, if we want to visit someone, we just go and
almoçando juntos.
Eat together for lunch.
Tomando café juntos.
Have coffee together.
Assistindo um filme.
Or just watching a movie.
Isso une muito as
that
pessoas.
That brings people together. You know, unite people.
Uma coisa que eu percebi aqui.
And one thing that I noticed here in the United States.
É que as pessoas são um pouco ocupadas com o trabalho.
People are very, very busy. They work a lot, right?
Eu entendo.
I understand that. I understand.
Mas isso é um impacto quando a gente chega aqui.
But it's a huge impact when we get here.
Então,
when we come from Brazil,
uma palavra que eu deixaria para vocês.
So a word that I would just leave to you guys to encourage
essa comunhão entre as pessoas
to get together more
faz você
know?
Conhecer muito mais
so you can know people more and
e faz com que as pessoas se tornem cada vez mais íntimo umas
and
das
just
outras
know people more, like, know her, the
e eu acredito que é isso
heart.
Que Deus gosta de
and
de ter.
I believe God loves that.
Uma comunhão.
When we are in communion, when we are together with our brothers and sisters.
É isso.
That's
that is a good word. That is a good word. Wow. Thank you, Diego. Thank you. That's awesome.
Obrigada.
Cidji?
Então,
so,
um dos mandamentos de Deus é amar o próximo.
One of God's
commitment is to love our brothers and sisters.
Acima de tudo, é fazer Jesus ser conhecido.
But
entre
also
as nações.
To make Jesus known in everywhere you go.
Então, seria bom se você não tivesse medo de falar de Jesus.
Don't be afraid to talk about Jesus.
De fazer Jesus ser conhecido pela
Don't
comunidade,
be afraid
pelos
to
seus amigos.
Your community to know Jesus.
Trabalho.
Talk more about it in your work.
Isso é muito importante.
This is very important.
E ter comunhão com os irmãos sempre que possível.
When it's possible, have time together with your brothers and sisters.
Os Estados Unidos é uma grande potência porque todo mundo trabalha muito.
United States is a big
é bom.
Country because everybody works hard, right?
No Brasil,
so
a gente
that's good. And in Brazil sometimes people don't take that very serious, you know.
Eu admiro muito isso nas pessoas
I
aqui.
Admire that on you guys that
isso
you guys
é
work really hard and that's really good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Why don't you guys stand up? Stand up. Let's you guys stand in the front here. Why don't you all stand up here? Let's extend a blessing over Christopher and Denise as they head back pretty soon for their Brazil. Where's Denise? Oh, here you go. For their new church plant, and also Diego and CG, they're heading back Tuesday. They'll be heading back to Brazil, and I can only tell you this from having been down at these are some quality people here, you know. They're serious followers of Christ, and I'm just blessed to have gotten to know them and looking forward to our church working with these people. And also Richie, we get to see him next year. I have to remember you have to stop after every sentence. Sorry, Denise. Extend your hands. Let's pray a blessing over them. God, we just thank you. Diego, CG, right now, God. We ask your blessing on them as they head back. God, and we receive that word from them that fellowship is not an afterthought. It's vital. God, that we would take that to heart. I know that is a core value of the Brazilian culture. God, I pray that we would understand that. I pray your blessing on them and on their new adventure as they join Christopher and Denise with the new church plant. God, thank you for bringing them into our lives, God. Bless them, God. Bless them. Bless them. God, I thank you for Denise and Christopher. Such fun, great people. And having gotten to know Christopher over the years, God, this is just this is a gift, God. We get to be a part of their lives. And God, I pray that you give them the right plans and the right program, how to plant the church, the right people. God, that they would see your hand upon them, Father. That the church would prosper and then be able to plant other churches, and that your kingdom would be advanced through them, God. Bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, man. Love you guys. Love you, man. Love you. Denise, love you. You can stay up here. We're going to have our worship team come on up, Cindy. All right, Diego, man. You're a good man. Yeah, just as they're coming up, I just want to tell you there's a Psalm 67 that I was reading this morning, and some people call that the missionary psalm. It's a missionary psalm. It's talking about, oh, God, if you pull this up for me here, Chip, real quick. Talking about, oh God, bless us, cause your face to shine upon us. And it's the prayer of a saint, and it's just a fantastic understanding of how the kingdom of God works, because it's understanding that God wants to bless you so that you could be a blessing to others. I'm going to read the psalm to you, and then we're going to go into worship here. But this is not just foreign mission, this is the kingdom of God work here. God, be merciful to us. Bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. God, bless me. Why? Why? Well, not only that you would be blessed, but that your way may be known on the earth and your salvation among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad. Sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. The earth will produce and be blessed. God, our own God, will bless us. He'll bless us, and he'll bless all the ends of the earth, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. This is just a note as we go into worship. This is, I'm sure you've heard this phrase, but this is what this psalm is about. You're blessed to be a blessing. You're blessed to be a blessing. You want the blessing of God, and unless you truly experience it and have a relationship with God, you cannot give what you don't have. You can only give what you've experienced. And as you enter into praise and worship, as you experience the love of God in your life, his mercy, his grace, his compassion, his love, his understanding, his care for you as his child, as that goodness comes into your life, the overflow becomes the blessing to the world. And that's what missions is about. And as they were sharing, it starts in your family, it starts in your neighborhood, it starts in your workplace, but it covers the earth. So let's enter into praise and worship. Open your hearts. Let God fill you with his presence. Let his face shine upon you so that we could be a blessing to the earth. Close out with this last song, but I'd like to have our prayer team up front here. Just two things that jumped out at me while I was listening to them speak. I really felt like Diego had a word for us here, and I just sense that there's some people here feeling isolated. You know, maybe your schedule's too busy, and maybe the Holy Spirit's starting to speak to you about changing that schedule around. But if you're feeling isolated, or you feel like God's speaking to you about a change in your schedule, I would encourage you to get some prayer. And then also, Christopher, when you shared about this thing about you felt like maybe because of your past, God might have passed you, missed your opportunity or something. And I just sense there's some people here today, maybe it's age, maybe it's education, maybe it's background, I'm not sure, financial, but whatever. And you may be thinking or have thought that you missed your opportunity. But I'm here to tell you this morning, you haven't. You haven't. And if you're feeling a stirring in your heart, renew that commitment. A stirring in your heart to say, God, I'm available. I'd like to do this or do that. And maybe God's been speaking to you about a ministry. I just want to encourage you as we close with this last song. Welcome to come forward, get some prayer. Just open your heart up and give the Holy Spirit opportunity to speak.
Show us your glory. Change everything. Life. Jesus. Woo! Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name.
Whew. Oh, Lord God, thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord, let this moment right now carry on throughout the week. Holy Spirit, continue to fan a flame in our lives that we can be lights for those around us, Lord. Let us be the light. Let us be the salt. Let others see you through us. Have your way this week, Father. Thank you for your beautiful presence in this place. Thank you for your goodness. You are good. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed. Hey, let's give it up for Denise for sharing her talents with us this morning. God bless you, Denise. Have a great week. We love you. We'll see you here next Sunday.